This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, a retired Marine Corps general who was known as a stabilizing force in President Donald Trump's cabinet, will leave his job at the end of February. As AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports, Mattis's resignation letter Thursday was a quiet rebuke to the president's foreign policy.
Essentially, what he is saying is that he disagrees with the president on all of these things, on our alliances, on our relationship with NATO, and on the role of Russia and China. That, in and of itself, is hugely significant. It signals that Mattis feels like he can no longer serve the president because they simply do not align on key issues.
That's AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace. President Donald Trump says, meanwhile, that he will not sign any funding bill to keep the government running unless it includes funding for his proposed wall with Mexico. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, even though the House passed $5 billion in wall funding, it won't make it past the Senate.
President Trump had stunned Capitol Hill by saying he would not sign off on a Senate-backed bill that would keep the government open because it did not have border wall money. Number two House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said then the GOP would vote on one that did.
We believe we need border security.
The House has now passed a bill with $5.7 billion for the wall, but there's little chance it'll avert a shutdown.
The bill that's on the floor of the House, everyone knows, will not pass the Senate.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the president's plunging the nation into chaos by insisting on wall money. If there's no resolution Friday, parts of the government will shut down heading into the holidays. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For the latest on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has announced a new policy on immigration and asylum, with those seeking asylum forced to stay in Mexico. During a congressional hearing Thursday before a House Judiciary Committee, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced the new policy that is between the U.S. and Mexico.
They will have to wait for approval to come into the United States. If they are granted asylum by a U.S. judge, they will be welcomed into America. If they are not, they will be removed to their home countries.
Democrats on the committee blasted the policy as not in keeping with U.S. immigration law. Mexico released a statement saying it would admit those who have entered through a port of entry, that is, or who have been apprehended between ports of entry and interviewed by U.S. immigration authorities and received a notice to attend a hearing before a judge. At a marathon year-end news conference in Moscow, Russia's President Vladimir Putin issued a chilling warning about the rising threat of a nuclear war. As AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, Putin pointed a finger of blame at Washington.
Vladimir Putin said U.S. withdrawal from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty and its reluctance to negotiate an extension of the New START agreement are leading to a breakup of the world's arms control system. U.S. officials have said withdrawal from the INF Treaty is being prompted by Russian violations. But Putin insists Russia has to ensure its security, and Washington shouldn't, in his words, squeak later about Russia gaining unilateral advantages. He says Russia is simply trying to preserve balance and security, and adds American actions could lead to a global nuclear catastrophe. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States and three allies chastised China for economic espionage on Thursday, ratcheting up tensions as U.S. prosecutors indicted two Chinese nationals linked to a spy agency. Zhu Hua and Zheng Xingguo were indicted on charges of stealing confidential data from American government agencies and businesses around the world. On Wall Street, stocks took a dive after concern over rising U.S. interest rates and the impasse over a government shutdown, AP's Warren Levinson reports.
Stock prices took another 2% loss, dropping 464 points on the Dow Jones Industrials. The Dow has fallen 1,700 points since Friday, down 10% for December, and on pace for its biggest monthly decline since the financial collapse year of 2008. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite fell 1.75%. It's down by almost 20% since a record high in August. The S&P 500 lost 1.5%.
AP's Warren Levinson. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.